No! No, it didn't open. Hello, everybody.
I tried to help you, but I couldn't.
Mine's already been open for a while. Well, I was no help.
I don't...
Yeah, Doug's a dad, so his has been open for hours.
Yeah, and I don't think you have the license to help me. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Zot's Watch.
Zot's Watch.
Nah. There's that whisper. I was wondering where that was going to go. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ben.
I'm Doug.
I was drinking.
We're so good at this every time.
Every single time. This is the premium content you have come to know and love, ladies.
This
and
is why you pay
$9.99
per episode.
Make sure you hit that like, comment, and subscribe button.
We're waiting for the money to come rolling in any day now.
Yeah, any decade now. I guess we'll follow tradition, talk about what we're drinking. I'll go ahead and kick things off here. I got me some Fallen Angel Sweet
Stout. Oh, I love that beer.
From, Empyrean Brewing Company, local here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Here's a confusing thing, though. The tagline here, a smooth, sweet, and seductive session ale for those times when style is more important than grace.
What?
So there, it's, yeah, the label says sweet stout, and on its tag it calls it a session ale.
Yeah, what? I mean... to the best of my knowledge, it was always just an oatmeal stout, Collapsar's their oatmeal stout. Yeah, it was a milk stout. But it could be that they decided in recent years with the advent of the idea of a session beer, right? That they decided to either start brewing it differently or decided that it meets the qualifications and we're going to start advertising it as such.
Which is strange, because you would think they would change Sweet Stout under Fallen Angel if they were going that route.
Again, like, there's typical IPA session ales, which are stupid, but they're out there. It's like, why are you trying to, like, the whole thing about IPA is, like, punch you in the face with flavor. And it's like, but I can't drink a lot of them. Well, fucking... That's what the Miller Lite's for. You drink the six good beers up. I'm sorry. We are already way off track, and it's all my fault.
No way. I was really excited to hear that rant. That was a little glimpse into Ben being in LA for a little too long.
I was going to say, there's your SOT take for the day, ladies. Well, one of many to come, I'm sure. But a SOT take on triple IPA session.
Driving rid of Priuses and their session beers.
Goddamn quinoa.
You don't know real beer.
Do people still drive Priuses?
All the time.
That's good, probably.
If you get a Lyft or Uber out here, it is almost always, not almost always, but it is very frequently a Prius.
Nice.
Does it come with a complimentary kale and quinoa shake?
Not shake, enema. That's the hot new thing.
Sure.
It's just don't be afraid of the nozzle sticking up out of the seat. It's
as long as it's an organic session.
Yeah, they're no GMO, so don't worry.
Get a little Botox, get the weird cup things on your back, and you're on your way.
Dude, those cup things, though,
oh, no.
Those are pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's great. I only did it once because I had a really bad knot in my back, but it worked its magic.
What's it supposed to do? Like pull the toxins out or something hippie like
no,
that?
No. What it effectively does is just creates suction there, and it feels like someone just constantly pressing a thumb into the knot.
Oh.
Because it's pulling up. It's pulling Sounds up. Relaxing. Well, I mean, it isn't until they pull it off, and then the knot goes.
Huh.
How'd that come through on the old mic?
Pretty well, actually.
All right, cool.
Pretty great.
One more question, Ben.
Yes.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Alosta Red, an American red ale from Covina out here in L.A., east of L.A., technically. I live in Los Angeles. It's good. It is a little high for a red, I think, about 6.4, which I think they're usually in more of a tame, like, 5%, but... Who am I? The alcohol guy? No. I'm drinking a beer, and it's delicious. I couldn't recommend it enough. If you like red ale, it's really drinkable.
Sweet.
They could almost call it a session.
You're so mad about that. I love it.
It's so dumb.
It is, but like in a hipster way. They want more people to drink their beer, though. They'll cater to the audience that is out there, which is every audience.
I know.
If you don't like session beer, don't drink it.
Well, it's like, I like black coffee, but it's just so darn dark and intense. I know. Mm-hmm. Put some water in it. It's like,
Well, I'm drinking. This was left over. We watched WrestleMania at my house this week.
Woo! And
friend Jeff brought some from St. Paul. Summit Brewery Extra Pale Ale. And it's real, real good.
I like Summit Brewery.
No, yeah, I hadn't had, as far as I know, well, I probably have at some point, but not paid attention when I was up there. But we don't have it in Lincoln, so I don't see it much. Pretty good, though. The bottle doesn't say anything. Proudly brewed in St. Paul, and the name of the beer.
Hey, it's beer!
Yeah,
that's
much.
Not a St. Paul thing.
It's good, though.
Nothing wrong with simplicity.
Have you ever had the beer that just says beer?
I don't think I have.
Nope.
It's hard to find. I think every once in a while, N Street Liquors have it. That's N Street Liquors on O Street in Lincoln, Nebraska.
The corner of 19th, 18th and O.
I'd throw them a free shout out. They have a great beer selection. But every once in a while, you'll see it there, and it's just like white cans that in black block lettering says beer.
They had on Futurama, the writers, a couple of them were home brewer guys when they were still making that show, and they made Bender's beer and put the Let's Get Drunk label on all of them and gave them out as gifts to the voice actors and stuff.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah, especially if you put like little edible like aluminum flake in there. So it's like Bender Brow, or what is it? It's Pabst Blue Robot. I don't like that beer. The metal Pabst shavings make my throat bleed.
But you get drunk so quickly.
Guys, we can argue when we're drunk.
Well, much like Huey Lewis, I'm wondering what's in the news.
Whoa! Aaron, Huey Lewis brought the news.
Holy fuck.
It was Huey Lewis and the news.
Your relationship to Huey Lewis is all askew.
I feel like such a fraud.
Your life's a lie.
Well, what else is new? The news is what's new. What's new in the news?
Well, a few. First of all, let's go with something that is a little bit more newsy, and then we'll get into trailers because there have been some new trailers. But first and foremost, Netflix, in response to Spielberg's griping about kids on his lawn, is buying a theater, which I actually love. Like, fine, fuck you, old man.
That is a great.
We'll play our movies in a theater. This theater we own. Oh, and are we also saving a historic landmark at the same time? Aren't we just the heroes? Go be bitter about it under a bridge.
Does he drink session ale under that bridge, Ben?
He does, as a matter of fact. And does session crack.
Do you think that's the only reason? Session crack. Anthony Keating can write a song about it. Do you think that's the only reason they bought the theater, is just so they can compete without people whining? Because I kind of feel like that's just a couple of years away anyway.
I think you're right. And I don't think... Well, let's be honest. I don't think Netflix is the best at spending money. Actually, they're great at spending money. I don't know that they're the smartest at it. So there's every chance that this is a... And I haven't read all the articles to see what everyone said or anything like that. But there's every chance that this is Netflix being kind of petty and being like, you know, we're probably going to win this argument in the long run, but it could be a long run, and who knows what happens between then and now. So, the Egyptian theater is in financial trouble. I guess we'll just rescue it because we have a ton of money, in theory.
Yeah, they spend, like $15 billion a year or something on content. And, well, I guess I don't know how many subscribers they have. They're probably making a lot, but they can't be making that much money.
You wouldn't think so, but...
Without investor help, anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, there's also, it's gone beyond just subscriptions now, because now they have merch. Now they have
Yeah, true.
Like, there's now that ever since Netflix original series became a thing, they got huge new sources of revenue. Mm-hmm. Netflix could be selling DVDs right now.
Sure.
Isn't that dumb?
Oh, yeah. They are. You can buy, like, Stranger Things and Orange is the New Black, on DVD.
Isn't that fucking stupid? Yep. You can stream it. It was born to stream, but have this physical copy. I get it, but because how are you going to watch Stranger Things out when you're camping?
Well.
Yeah, or yeah, people who live in areas also with get slow internet.
That, and everybody's, And there's a lot of people that go crazy for, like, the behind the scenes and all that other extra shit that you don't get with Netflix.
That was a personal attack on me, and I will not stand for it.
And another thing about session ales. Sots thoughts coming in hot. So that's the Netflix Egyptian theater story. Disney Plus launches soon. We don't know anything about its price point. Soon?
Yeah. So far, they have always said, well, November is what they said. Well, again, it's rumors, but it's coming from people that are usually pretty in tune. Supposed to launch in November. Yeah, no price point yet. But it sounds like they're throwing a lot of expensive shows up.
I mean, sooner one than of later. The first ones that I've heard of that's been confirmed is a Hawkeye series coming straight out the gate with, my God, why can't I think of his name?
Jeremy Renner,
who will be starring as Hawkeye through the series. So that can't have he can't come at a small price tag.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and they're talking about doing a Loki series with Tom Hiddleston at some point. He wouldn't be cheap. Wow. That Mandalorian Star Wars show that Jon Favreau's in charge of can't be cheap.
Yeah.
Doug, what's your favorite thing about the upcoming Hawkeye series?
There was some shocking revelations today. That it will not only include Hawkeye, the Clint Barton one, but he will be training a young Kate Bishop in this Hawkeye series.
Was this teased in the trailer for Endgame?
See, I wonder if they'll do Kate Bishop in the show or if they're just going to have it be his daughter in the show as well.
Have they named his children in the movies?
I don't remember. They're only in Age of Ultron. And to be honest, when I get to the farm, that's when I, like, get up and go to the bathroom or get a beer or whatever.
Because you could always play it that they have a different last name for some reason.
They are in hiding.
Well, and that's exactly it. Like, what if they never took their dad's last name because their dad has always been, or as long as he's had children, he's been a wanted person. Mm-hmm. Not wanted by the U.S. government, but I'm sure there's some other governments out there.
And his kids have names in the comic book for sure that are not Kate Bishop. And they haven't really made any of those jumps in the movies. They've tweaked some characters and stuff like that, but they've never out and out just changed.
Sure.
But I don't know. Not as many people are going to watch the show as watch the movies. That's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So you can change some things and not as many people are going to get up in arms about it.
A fair point.
Sure.
Good old Kate Bishop.
So that's happening on Disney Plus. Thank God. Because I was wondering what this whole Marvel buildup was for, if not Kate Bishop.
Yep, it's for one young Avenger.
It took them 20 years, or 20 movies to get to Kate Bishop. But now I can finally get invested.
Oh.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the last the two episodes ago. Captain Marvel did phase through the door, and it was weird.
Okay.
When she went Super Saiyan on the spaceship, sort of inexplicably she phased through a door.
Huh.
And then that never happened again.
Hmm.
Or before that. Yeah, there's a trailer I'll send you guys where you can see it.
I don't remember that
at all.
It
was weird. I don't know why that happened. But anyway, I just remembered that we were talking about that.
I do. I actually appreciate that.
Okay.
Interesting. I'm sure it's something that they will include in her powers list or going forward. It also may be something that there was more of in the original film and then was left on the editing room floor because it's.
Yeah. And it's a cool, it's the superhero shot, and it was kind of the most effective way to do it in that scene. Otherwise, she would have just, like, walked down a long hallway.
Yeah.
Was her to appear with all her powers. And, yeah, you could be right, because they did film Endgame before Captain Marvel, so maybe she does it some in Endgame, and they're like, yeah, we better put that
sure.
in real quick right there.
So, new trailers that have come out.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
The one that I know we're all most excited about is the HD digital remaster of Lion King.
I don't know how I feel about this one.
Woo.
It looks gorgeous.
The effects are fantastic.
I don't think anyone is.
It is pretty.
Ever going to make the claim that that's not true?
One reviewer probably will, but
well,
the guy who hated Spider-Verse because of the animation.
Yeah.
It was just too distracting. It was just the whole movie. Whatever, nerd. Yeah. It looks gorgeous.
But if you watch this very recent trailer, it looks gorgeous, but there's practically no dialogue in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's notable because I think the more dialogue is in it, the more the audience is going to realize, like, oh, this is exactly the same movie.
I wondered that too, if they weren't hiding. Because even without, you had some James Earl Jones and you had, I forget who's, Chiwetel Ejiofor is playing Scar. You had a lot of them, and I don't think you heard Donald Glover at all.
Nope.
I don't think you heard Beyonce at all.
Nope.
You didn't hear John Oliver.
Mm-hmm. No.
Seth Rogen.
You heard Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner a little bit end of the trailer.
Nope. And it looks like a shot-for-shot remake from what they've released in the trailers.
Yeah.
But it can't be, right?
It can't be. It's not going to be entirely shot-for-shot, and there are elements.
It sure
it's like all the scenes are there. And all the iconic shots are there. Like, you know the shot of Simba, Pumbaa, and Timon walking across the log in the moonlight. That shot is in the movie. The shot of Simba pinning Nala down, that is in the movie.
Yeah.
And
the weird lion sex eyes.
And that day, a million furries were born.
That and Lola Bunny, I think, ruined an entire generation.
Yeah, we didn't have a chance. I mean, they didn't have a chance.
Don't talk shit about Lola Bunny. I mean,
she's waifu material.
Just grab it all day.
Me and my body pillow are leaving. Good day. I'll fit my fedora to you, sir.
Are you excited for the movie? Either of you? Like, we're going to see it. I'm going to see it. Are you excited for
it? I don't know. I mean, yeah, obviously I'm going to see it. My problem is that, and somebody on Twitter pointed this out, one of my favorite animators, who I can't name for the life of me now, but they pointed out that it's like the face you make when your uncle tells you you killed your father, 1992 or whatever, versus 2019. The hand-drawn is super expressive or whatever, and 2019 is a lion face.
Yeah, that'll be something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be weird how they try to convey emotion.
Because they are... Yeah, well, like what Jungle Book, the Jon Favreau Jungle Book did was the animals were really close to photorealistic, but their facial expressions were very human, like throughout the whole movie. This one doesn't look like that, and maybe it's early. I don't know when this footage is from. It could be 6 months old, you know. But
it was very reminiscent of Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh yeah,
did you ever see any footage of like the facial expressions there? Just very like plastic, or maybe not even that, like rubber. Like, just not.
It looked like that meme of the robot lady that says, "I'm going to destroy the world," and has that horrifying smile.
Yeah.
Well, I have not seen
that.
Oh,
you should.
I'm not excited about it. I think I'll see it, but I think I would have rather Disney spent their money making more nature documentaries rather than trying to CGI a musical
animal.
A movie that's already as close to perfect as the other we get.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can't think of really anything that's wrong with The Lion King.
It's a perfect
King.
Movie. It's just...
The original.
It's great. One of their finest. The nice thing is, as they go down the line of all these properties that they're going to remaster, they are eventually going to come to a time where they have no choice but to do a Goofy
movie.
You know
what? That's a very good point, and we shouldn't overlook that fact.
Yeah, but...
Bruno Mars will play Powerline.
Which is fantastic. But do you want to see, like...
Oh, it's perfect.
A human or more photorealistic version of Goofy or Max? I think they'd be horrifying.
I didn't want to see a Beauty and the Beast one, but we got it anyway.
We got it, and are we still here.
Plus, there's nothing to say that they have to go full-blown.
That's fair. Yeah, they could just do that.
They could just do like a 3D, like Tangled.
Hell, I'd be happy if they just came out with a full Powerline album.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
There you go.
That's
with two versions of Eye to Eye. It'll be the title track, and then also a remix at the end.
It's the first time
ever
seeing things eye to eye. You could just release that song with 12 different artists doing it.
Yeah, no one's covered that song. That's weird, right?
Is it even a full song, though? Because it's like maybe it's like a verse and a half.
I don't know.
It's like a chorus and half a verse, I should say. Listen.
I don't know. It might be a full song.
I got to go watch that now.
I'm going to see how long.
Okay. So, listen, Disney, win us back.
Speaking of the Disney remakes, we have a congratulations for you, Ben, already.
Uh-oh.
In April. We did our top 10 movies of the year predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron and I both picked Dumbo, and you said no chance, you're already way ahead of us.
Woo!
It did not do well.
Nope.
Well, it didn't do like Disney well. It's doing fine.
Well, sure. I, for one, am kind of glad to be wrong.
Yeah.
I just wish Disney would learn a lesson.
Maybe this will be... it won't be the lesson they learn. This will just be like, oh, a minor setback. And they'll probably
don't make the old ones.
Right. And then they'll flub up again somewhere else and say, oh, we actually need to put effort into these.
The 80s were a long, hard road of lessons for Disney.
Sure.
It took until The Little Mermaid was that the early 90s or the late 80s? I think it was like 91.
It was like, it was like 88, 80.
It was late 80s. Late 80s,
okay.
Yeah.
That was the movie that they turned around and started being Disney again. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're probably, if we're not on, I hope we're pretty far down the road, but it feels like we're just kind of beginning. It feels like the hard lessons for Disney have just begun. And it's only getting more complicated because now they're spreading themselves even more broadly. They've got Marvel. They've got Disney Plus. They acquired Fox. And it's getting to be kind of crazy. And it's like Disney itself has kind of fallen by the wayside. And I don't know when they're going to learn. They're going to have to lose a lot of money, I think.
I think the movie that would make them actually legitimately step back is if Lion King doesn't do well for some reason.
Sure.
Because even though we have almost nothing to go off of, there's a lot of excitement about that movie sort of in general. If that comes out and makes like $250 million worldwide, they will seriously reevaluate.
Yeah. The one thing go ahead.
1989 for Little Mermaid, by the way.
Thank
Just
you.
Throwing that
89.
Out.
Cool. Okay.
Year I was born.
Aww.
Anyway,
I guess we should throw a congratulations toward Doug too, who in the break has spawned a person.
I did it in 2 weeks.
Yay!
He's nothing if not efficient, folks. Congratulations, Doug.
Thank you. Yeah,
hear, hear to the new father.
Baby and mom are happy and healthy. Well, baby's not happy right now, but typically pretty happy.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's almost as impressive as my Dumbo prediction, and
almost
we're all proud of you.
Almost.
We're more proud of me, but we're pretty proud of you.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just,
so that's Lion King. Real quick, have either of you guys, Aaron, I think you said you saw the Addams Family trailer.
I did.
What'd you think?
I did. I don't know. I've never really had much of like a connection, I guess, to Addams Family. Like, okay. I've acknowledged their presence, and they've clearly been I don't even want to say a staple.
Mm-hmm.
They are well known for many decades.
Sure.
And that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't look exciting to me.
It doesn't really to me either. And I love the character design. With the exception of the kids, I'm not the eyes on Wednesday and Pugsley's general design just don't do it for me. And actually even Fester is only kind of so-so for me. I do like Gomez and I like Morticia and I like Lurch and Thing and, is it Granny? I think. At any rate, I would encourage you to go rewatch The Addams Family if you haven't seen it in a while.
That movie, the 90s movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, even Addams Family Values is not a bad movie. Addams Family, I think, is definitely the better of the movies, but Addams Family Values is very funny, too. I didn't watch much, if any, of the original series. But again, that movie that came out in the 90s was really well done and really funny for the time. I always forget about it until someone brings it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the exact thing that just happened now. I completely forgot about that movie until you brought it
and
up.
And I just don't think this one looks like it's going to live up to the snuff. Be up to snuff.
I can't imagine.
One of the jokes that they do in the trailer is Wednesday comes in with a red balloon. And Morticia's like, where'd you get that? And she goes, I don't know. What is it? And Morticia says, usually there's a murderous clown attached to these things. And it's just like, come on. Like, man, was that it was a stretch for something that was like, here's the reference. And it's like, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
It usually has a clown
right.
attached.
Yeah.
Whoa. Huh? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Did you get this from a king named Stephen? It's just it doesn't look very exciting. I can't imagine it's going to be even in the same echelon of films as the 90s movie. But I've been wrong before. It'll happen again.
We'll see what happens.
It's
got a great cast.
It does have a great cast. And actually, like Nick Kroll's little Fester voice is pretty great.
It's pretty good.
All the voices seem great, and I like, again, I don't remember who's doing Wednesday's voice. I like the performance of Wednesday, I just don't love her character design.
Yeah, the design's a little weird.
I understand why they made the choices they made, I don't love the result.
Yeah.
But, on to a movie that I personally am very excited about. Brightburn. The horror version of the Superman lore, produced by
James Gunn,
our favorite. Except I always want to say Tim Gunn.
You can say Tim Gunn,
which would be a very different movie. This most recent trailer gave a little bit more story. You see the child. The whole story is. Farm family or rural family, Comet lands in the backyard. They find this baby swaddled in a cloth with a little symbol on it. They're raising the kid. And as the kid is, I don't know, like 10-ish, 12, 13. I'm bad at kid ages. I don't know. He starts developing powers. Like, he's levitating and kids are picking on him. And then they shove him down. And when one of the girls is like, the teacher orders her to help him up, he like crushes her hand with his strength. And you see him experimenting with how invincible he is. And then like his eyes go crazy red and he has laser vision. And not only does he have laser vision, I love the sound effect they chose for his laser vision.
I'll have to. So I haven't I've heard a lot about the movie. I haven't watched any of the trailer stuff for it.
Watch the trailer, because there's a part where he's like he's cutting into a metal door with his laser eyes, and unlike every laser vision we've seen up to date, where it's mostly like a really high pitched whine for everyone's laser eyes, like especially Superman's in those 80s movies. Instead, this one's like a. It's got like a bass and a force to it. It actually more like kind of like Cyclops's in the X-Men movies. They did that pretty well, okay. I think.
Yeah, sounds good. I do. I'm looking forward to that one. Hopefully, it's good.
I think it'll at least be entertaining. But
oh, sure, yeah.
Any more for news before we finally make it into our topics?
No.
I've got nothing.
I got nothing.
All right. Where do we start? Do we start with our movie discussion, or do we start with our what we think about?
Did we want to talk? Should we talk us, or should we do a full episode on that soon? Because there's a lot in.
We should do a full episode on that.
You're right. Listening to this though, and you haven't seen it, go see it because it's tremendous.
Us is very good.
It's very good. My sot take, my sot thought is that Get Out is the more impressive.
I will agree with that.
I'd have to think about that.
I have we won't get into this. We'll get into this in our discussion. That's the whole thing. Ooh, yeah. Teaser. Keep them wanting more.
But yeah, and it is a very difficult movie to talk about in depth if without spoiling, you know, a lot of different things. Sure. So go see it, and we'll do that. We'll talk about that soon. It is really good, though. Jordan Peele did it again.
Absolutely. And Lupita Nyong'o is a... just a tremendous force in that movie.
Yeah.
God, her acting is insane.
Absolutely.
We'll have another year of Oscars where the best actress doesn't even get nominated because they were in a horror movie instead of a period piece about nothing happening for 2 hours.
No, I wish this nothing would happen. And so it does. The Oscars roll in. Yeah, she's just amazing. Such a talent crush on her, and just a regular crush because she's so pretty.
She sure is.
Yeah. Gina, you didn't hear that. Whatever, she agrees with me. So, Sotskers, we are rapidly approaching Endgame. Hype! Hype, hype, hype. I'm excited, guys.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited that I peed on the couch.
Oh.
Yeah. Peed? Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Sorry, not on the couch, onto the couch. I peed.
Blame it on the dog.
I don't have a dog.
Blame it on Gina's dog.
It's true, blame it on Gina's dog. I think not only are we excited, but the whole world is excited. The tickets are selling like hotcakes. It's breaking records on records.
Yeah, I need to double check because I somehow got some very good seats, and I'm wondering if
that's awesome.
I'm wondering if they're legit though. there was a whole fiasco with going through AMC to reserve my tickets because the servers went down, then they came back up, and I rammed right through the line. Probably not the safe phrasing of that, but anyway, I got through the line real quick. There were two seats taken out of the entire theater. I'm starting to question whether or not my tickets are legit, but that's another discussion, which is already over.
Oh my god, talk about teasers for next episode.
Fucking tickets, yo.
Damn.
Am I right? Anyway.
Most anticipated movie of the year? More than Star Wars Episode 9?
I would say... whoo! Maybe most anticipated movie of the decade.
Well, I would say that I think The Force Awakens probably going to take
but I think it's close. Right. I don't. Yeah, man, it's got to be. It's got to be neck and neck. Because I don't know, man. I think a lot of people were turned off by the prequel trilogy and just were like not that psyched about Force Awakens. I think a lot of people I know were like, I'll wait and see how people react. I'll wait and see what the reviews are like.
Sure.
But that being said, obviously Star Wars has decades head start on the MCU, but only in film, you know. There's a ton of people out there who have been Marvel or Avengers fans specifically for just as long as they've been Star Wars fans.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
And the fact that the movies have been largely good, even the bad Marvel movies aren't that
bad. Yeah,
they're
really just kind
of
mediocre.
Yeah. But it's the, well, who knows? They're sort of calling it the culmination of pretty much Iron Man through Endgame. So it's, you know, the original six members, a lot of the people that have been along for the ride, they're calling it an end of an era in some capacity.
Well, the Infinity Saga.
Yeah. Yeah, that for sure. Have you watched all the trailers? There's the most recent spot I did not watch.
I don't know if I've seen all of
them. I was going to say, I'm not aware of a trailer I haven't seen, but I also haven't been super...
Have you seen Thanos' spoilers for trailers, by the way. But have you seen the one with Thanos' sword in it?
No.
No.
Okay. Or armored Thanos at all?
Oh, jeez, no.
Yep.
I saw a brief clip of him kind of warping in with his armor on, but I didn't see anything about a sword.
It's sort of in the background. They're like the three, Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America's legs are kind of walking up to him. Looks like they're going to fight him.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, they mess with us a lot. Yeah. And they've told us they mess with us a lot. He's not Space Stone warping in there. He's like Bifrost warping in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, they could totally be just be messing with us there. But is that something they want to do?
Potentially.
I predict that takes place fairly early in the movie.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what the events are, but I think they battle Thanos pretty early, and I think they win. I think they beat him. Because you got to think with they're more prepared this time. I'm guessing he can't use the Infinity Stones for one reason or another.
I think you're right. I think his gauntlet is trashed.
Yep.
But
you've got Captain Marvel now also, who's at least as strong as Thor. So those two alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thor almost smoked Thanos on his own after destroying, you know, a ton of minions. Right? He came in the major battle and swung the tide.
Yep.
Okay. Just couldn't remember quite. It's been a minute since I've seen the movie.
Yep. And I think it was just after he got Vision's stone, whichever one that is. I can't remember. The Mind Stone?
Yeah.
I think it was just after he inherited that
Thor.
Power.
Yeah,
that
Thor if his aim was a little better, he would have killed him right then.
I think threw the axe at him.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Beating a fully realized Infinity Gauntlet with Stormbreaker.
I imagine, especially if the Infinity Gauntlet doesn't work right, if it's not working the way it's supposed to work, which it doesn't look like it's... Does it even... In the scene I can't remember, where he's, you know, running his hand through the crops, and you can see the ruined Infinity Gauntlet, it looks like it's almost fused to his hand.
Yeah, and we'll see about that, because even in the end of Infinity War, now he did the snap, and the glove was all broke up and smoking and his arms all wrecked. He was still able to teleport away and heal himself also.
Yeah.
So it still had something
left. That was the big thing. I couldn't
least.
Remember if it still even had the stones in it after the snap. So it seems like it's at least not working the way it had. My guess is that they're not going to have a hard time kicking Thanos' ass because he's not as powerful as they were geared up to fight.
Yeah, if he's not fully loaded. So in the comic books, the fully loaded Infinity Gauntlet, you can literally just do whatever all day. I think in this, clearly in the MCU, it takes something to use a lot of the power. So, yeah, I think they whether they fight him, whether they get the gauntlet off of him, they catch him unaware, or whether he just really can't use it fully. I think they get him early in the movie.
Yeah, I think it doesn't. I think it doesn't.
And I think they drop him early.
I think they go after him and they catch him only to find like I can't even if I wanted to. That's the kind of question I have is like, by the time they get Thanos, will he even be interested in defending what he did? Like, will he have changed his mind?
Yeah, and that was a theory people had. Some people had after Infinity War was that they would ultimately sway Thanos into undoing, you know, half of the universe thing. Depending on how you do it,
I don't think that's going to be it because here's the thing. I think the one thing that they could have done to sway him would be say like you could bring Gamora back, but he can't, at least not that way because she wasn't part of the snap. He gave her up to get the reality stone,
the soul stone,
the soul stone,
soul for a soul.
Thank you.
I've been rewatching them. Do you guys think there's anything to the all the dead people are trapped in the Soul Stone?
Ooh, maybe.
I've heard that that is at least a temporary storyline in the actual comic books.
Yeah, Adam Warlock was stuck there for some reason, and
we know that Adam Warlock is on the way in the MCU, or at least he's been teased.
Mm-hmm. He's been teased.
This is true.
I think it's pretty unlikely we see him in Endgame in a real way. Now, I have a bold prediction about that, but I don't think he's like a character in the movie.
Okay.
But could be wrong. I have two bold predictions. I'll just get that one out of the way. I wonder if we don't get a Guardians of the Galaxy 3/ Adam Warlock post-credits
tease
something. Even though that movie's a couple of years away now. But then bringing James Gunn back just before Endgame comes out. Yeah. You're probably not going to have a post-credits scene of like Cap and Iron Man sitting on a beach somewhere.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Again, I think that was very satisfying.
You're welcome.
I think this movie has the potential to take place across several theaters. Mm-hmm. Not less than one of them being in the past. I think it could be several eras in the past.
Yeah, and it clearly it takes place over the course of even a short amount of, like, a couple of years, even early in the movie, it seems like. Because I don't think Ant-Man...
No.
Suddenly reappears the day after.
Sure. Yeah.
The Thanos snap, you know? Well, you can tell in the one trailer he's looking at all these missing posters, so it would at least at minimum be
They show Captain America responding to or reacting to the message left by Ant-Man, he says, "When was that message left?"
Right.
So.
Yeah, and so I'm guessing it's at least a couple of years. Some people have said 2, some people think 5. I don't think that'll matter. They may not even say, they might just say 7 years.
I think they'll probably enumerate it at some point, but
yeah. I think early they get together, Captain Marvel shows up, they come up with a plan, and that plan is do what their name is and avenge the Earth. They kill Thanos, but yeah, like you said, it doesn't undo anything, obviously. So that's when the real movie kind of gets cracking, I think. It's a 3-hour movie. 3 hours and 1 minute.
Man.
It's a long one, but I'm sure it'll be worth it.
Got it. That's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
Doug, I don't know, man. Just imagine the hype that's going to be going on in that theater.
Oh, no, I know those Thursday night like preview showings.
It's going to be like fucking beyond Thunderdome. It's going to be madness in there.
Well, and more than just Star Wars fans, so many people saw Infinity War that like don't really see the Marvel movies. They see some of them, maybe. But Carly, we've talked about, that was the first one she saw, and she's like, well, that was awesome, and she went back and watched a bunch of them, and then she is going to go see Endgame with her family now, too, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
The hype is real.
Like, that's what I'm saying, is like, people are psyched about Star Wars, and people have been psyched about Star Wars our whole lives, but people are just like, they are jacked on this MCU right now, and it's delivering.
Yeah.
So this could be like, I think we're going to see record breaking numbers.
Oh yeah, I think they're pushing for 300 million domestic opening weekend, which obviously has never been done before. Infinity War owns the current first weekend domestic record at like 257. Uh-huh. I mean, even if the movie only like 0.5% improves upon what Infinity War did worldwide in its opening weekend, it's over $1 billion in 3.5 days. Right. And I think it's going to be more like 1.3 after that weekend, but we'll see. That's big,
man. So
what do you think? What do you guys, I have lots of predictions. I just really wrote down in a list.
Well, I think, and I meant to check this out earlier to have some actual numbers, but I didn't. So here's one prediction that I have, is that we know that throughout several of the movies, and I can only really think of one specific example right now, but we know that through the movies they have teased other characters, other MCU or Marvel Universe characters. The one that I'm thinking of specifically is Goliath, who was teased or introduced in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. If they're going through time, there is every chance that they could meet up with Goliath and have him help in some fight against Thanos in some way, or the fate of the event, you know, the fate of the world, what have you. Again, ultimately, my prediction on that is, but Goliath is just one example. I know that there are others who have been teased. I just can't think of them right now.
Do you guys, it's kind of a shallow pool that's of what's left over right now, but do you think the Avengers recruit any prior villains to help fight Thanos in the movie? I'm trying to struggle to think of who's still alive. Oh boy, running through. Sam Rockwell is still alive. Nope. Literally in order of the movies, they kill everyone. We don't know. Ultron's probably gone permanently. Baron Zemo, not a lot of help. The Vulture, not a lot of help.
Yeah.
You know who would have been a lot of help? Ego, the Living Planet. He's gone.
Yeah?
Ghost is still alive. Valkyrie is still alive. Not a villain, but Valkyrie got her own poster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the movie. Shuri must be dead. So they did the black and white posters for all the dead characters and Shuri, and then they did color posters for all the alive characters and Valkyrie. So I guess we assume Shuri did die and Valkyrie is alive.
Unless those are based on knowledge of the team. You know what I mean? So like, if she's black and white because they assume she's dead, when in reality she's been running a like recovery operation or something like that. I don't know. Staying under the radar, maybe being a new, maybe she even took Wakanda back to their like, look, we're gonna stay out of everything, we're throwing the wall back up, and maybe she's just Black Panthering around Wakanda. I love the idea of her taking up the Black Panther mantle in, oh my god, why can't I think of his character name? What's the name of the prince? T'Challa. No, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I wasn't sure who you were talking about. Yeah, I think they'll do that storyline. That's a tough thing. They kind of have so many cool things they could do.
Sure.
I think they'd be wary about doing too much in Endgame. Because, like, the Wasp, for example, they were going to bring her into Civil War for a long time. But then they just were like, you know, it's not... She doesn't get enough to be worth bringing that character into this movie.
Sure.
Like, we'll bring her in later when she has more time to, like, do her thing. But, yeah, I guess Shuri already exists. She's been the Black Panther in the comics before. But she might be a pile of dust. Also, we've learned.
Potentially.
How much time do you think we spend seeing Earth having dealt with, you know, half of everybody being gone? Do we see the Wakanda, you know, brief montage? Or do we just get, like, the tracking shots of empty stadiums and, like, newspapers blowing through the street for
30 seconds? That's a great question.
Seconds?
I could... it's going to be one of two things. And it's kind of like what you said. They're either going to stop by a few places that are known to the audience. So, like, New York, Wakanda, LA? Yeah, like, other places? I don't know.
Other places.
Or it'll be a probably mostly big cities of the world, maybe just big cities of U.S., tracking shots of things being empty. And
we will 100% chance we get an amusement park shot of like a swing or something just going by itself. Or not an amusement park, but like a playground. Yeah, I think we'll get an empty stadium.
Yeah, well, I think we've seen empty stadiums in the commercials, at least one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there was one in the trailer. Who dies? Who doesn't make it out of the end of the movie?
God, that is a tough question.
I don't think it's a very bold prediction, but I'm going to go ahead and say Cap. Captain America.
Mm-hmm. They're almost teasing that one. Chris Evans is...
Well, I mean, he's already publicly been like...
emotional.
Yeah, my contract's up after this. I'm probably not acting anymore after this. He's gone on record saying that. So they're definitely...
I don't know if,
it up. They very well could just bring him back as a cameo or something like that, so maybe he doesn't die. I don't... I just don't think it's...
It's another thing. Just like Session IPAs, don't tell me you're fucking retiring as an actor. Just be like, I'm not going to be in a movie for a while, because the money's good enough. You're always going to come out of retirement.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there's no, like... There's no penalty for saying that. It's not like, okay, guys, I called it early, so cut my pension or whatever.
So here's what's going to happen.
That's my...
If he doesn't die after all this or whatever, he's going to have a little chit-chat with Ant-Man, and he's going to find a way to go back to his era.
That's what I think happens. I think he goes back and...
that'd be fitting, yeah.
Tries to continue where he left off. And I think they have to go back for one of a few reasons. It could be that they are deciding that they're going to try and prevent Thanos from ever getting his hands on the Infinity Gauntlet or on all the stones. So maybe if they are able to go back in time and take one of the stones from back then and bring it to present day, he would have never been able to have grabbed it. Something like that. And as we all know, Red Skull was using the Tesseract in his experiments and to power the weapons of Hydra. So I could see where they may like try and hop back to Cap's time to like get their hands on the Tesseract instead of letting it just sit in the ocean for half a decade. Not half a decade, half a century. That's it. Haha.
Sure.
Sorry.
I wonder how much...
5 years.
I was going to say 5 years, huh?
Well, they found the Tesseract pretty quickly.
True. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to lean towards time travel not playing as big of a part in the movie because of the potential to wreck so many things just by doing something that simple as moving the Tesseract. Because if you move the Tesseract, you fundamentally change the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
They do have the phase after this to think about.
They've got phase or whatever, era two, phase four, the next saga to look forward to. And moving forward here in the world that we're in, it's going to be hard to like kind of accept just another like neighborhood villain as being all that threatening. But if you fundamentally change the world we've even known,
sure.
If the events of Endgame, if they come back to the present, because imagine this, a team, probably Stark, everyone we saw in those white suits in the trailer, if they all go back in time and stop at one or more stops along the way, whoever comes back, probably without Cap for one reason or the other, could come back to a wildly different world. One in which superheroes and supervillains have been much more prominent for much longer. So now they're coming into a modern world that has had super scientists on both sides of morality creating wild tech that could fundamentally change the way society works. But also, there, it's just a great opportunity to be like, hey, all these obscure heroes and villains are now just coming out of the woodwork because they've always been there. And like super, like Avenger is a job you can aspire to.
I can see them. I can see them doing that in the comic books, even though there's already superheroes out the wazoo. I wonder if that's ambitious to set all that up in one movie and then going forward. And you've also moved. The reason I don't think they can change too much in the past with the stones is Captain Marvel. She's locked in now. The Tesseract has to be found by Stark so that he can work with S.H.I.E.L.D. so that Annette Bening can find it so that they can make an engine with it, maybe, so the engine can blow up so that Captain Marvel has Tesseract powers, even though the Tesseract wasn't in the spaceship, but was powered by it, I think. That was never clear.
Yeah.
But I think Captain Marvel ties everything together now. Because they already just retconned a lot of stuff 2 months ago. And I don't know. We could guess all day and we'll be wrong anyway, but I think
it takes place in the present. I think you're right. I think they go and they get Thanos in the present, whatever that means. I think part of it takes place in the soul zone or the soul, whatever you want to call it, the soul stone. Soul
zone. I do like soul zone.
Unless I'm incorrect. Isn't there like, there's something like a tournament that's run with the souls in the soul stone or some arena or something in the comics?
There's so many I haven't read, so it's very possible. But yeah, the soul,
and I haven't read any of them.
The soul gem basically has its own plane of existence in the comic books. So yeah, I think you're right there. I think we saw inside the soul stone at the end of Infinity War already. With that little Gamora. What did it cost, that whole thing?
Everything.
Yeah. I do think there is some time travel. I do think they will change some things, but they'd have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to create a paradox, or you don't want to make it so, oops, now I'm the only superhero and I'm fighting Thanos on my own.
Fair. Beyond Cap, is there anyone else that you think is for sure dead?
Well, I'll make a bold prediction on Cap, even though all the evidence is that he will die. I don't think he gets killed. I think they're leaning into that a little too hard. So even though I'm almost definitely wrong, I'm going to say we get a tease at the end that he's still alive, or he doesn't die at all, and this is just the whole thing. Besides that, I don't know. Would they kill Tony Stark?
Probably not.
I don't think they can kill Thor. They might. But I think Thor's one you can easily... They're looking for a new Asgard. You can easily be like, well, Thor's just gone for a long time. Unless they need him down the road.
I don't know if they'd pull the gun on... or pull the trigger, rather, on Tony Stark. I think he will stay alive, but I don't think he will be I don't think he will be Iron Man after the events of Endgame. I think he'll hang that up, and the mantle will be given to whoever plays Ironheart.
Yeah, when they do that movie in a couple of years, yeah.
Right. But he'll still make cameos as Tony Stark here and there. Robert Downey Jr., of course.
I hope so. I like that character, and I like Robert Downey Jr. I'd love for them to continue to be part of the MCU. But you're right. It can't be Iron Man for much longer.
Sure.
Now, will it be? I would love to see Don Cheadle to get his chance to be a bigger part. Like, we'll never see a War Machine movie. And I don't know. I don't know how compelling that character is in the comic books. But yeah, there's got to be something beyond Tony Stark. And the Iron persona may take a back seat for a while.
Yeah, well, and he's another one sort of similar to Thor, where you can be like, oh, Tony Stark was named Secretary of Defense, so he can't be flying around shooting, you know, terrorists and monsters all the time.
Sure. I think Thor is going to become the Allfather.
I think he is the Allfather.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, he threw his axe through the Infinity Stone powers.
That's fair. So I think he's become the Allfather, but I think that means the mantle of Thor.
He has to have a prince or a princess.
Yeah. I think Thor.
Korg and the Warriors 3.
Maybe.
Bring in Beta Ray.
They've teased that in a couple different movies.
Beta Ray? Is that the horse faced alien?
Horse faced Thor. Yeah, in Guardians of the Galaxy, there's that skeleton right at the beginning. And then in Ragnarok.
Wasn't he one of the...
Jeff Goldblum's tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the faces on the tower.
Right. Yeah, you never know.
I think they're going to shift towards cosmic. Obviously, Captain Marvel, they want her to be the forefront. I think Black Panther changed those plans a tad.
Sure.
But you can kind of have two. Well, we already have had that. The cosmic side of the universe and the Earth side of the universe kind of existing separately and really only coming together when something major happens. Like a Thanos.
Yeah. But, I mean, and again, I know we've kind of talked about Galactus and the Fantastic Four.
Yep. They'll be brought in eventually.
Yeah.
I think Galactus, I think that's one that's sooner than later. Feige said just the other day that the X-Men, probably not in the next couple of years at least, just because of how they plan their movies. But you could easily do the X-Men separately and then bring them in later. Or not at all. But, you know.
I mean, that's going to... If you don't bring those two together perfectly, you're going to ruin both universes.
I think they're being very careful about, well, not stepping on the toes of Dark Phoenix and that cast, but it's going to be an impossible task to cast Wolverine and make anybody happy.
That's
at
first, fair, but many people weren't happy when he was originally cast.
Yeah, that's true, but I think it's a little bit. I think you just got to wait a little longer. Until Hugh Jackman literally can't do the role
anymore.
Well,
that's going to require Hugh Jackman to stop working out. And you go talk to Hugh Jackman.
Well, I know, but...
And be like, hey, I need you to go heavier on the Krispy Kremes, fewer on the crunches, and really lean into that musical thing you've been chasing lately. That seems to be... I think that's where the future is.
Wolverine the Musical.
I just don't want to see him back because Logan was the most perfect ending for that character. But
it was fantastic. Oh, man. Love that movie.
You can also bring the X-Men back and Whisper. You don't have to have Wolverine right away.
Yeah.
He's not the only X-Men.
No, but you're also talking to an audience that is largely based on the X-Men movies, not the X-Men comics or even the X-Men cartoon of the 90s anymore.
Yep. Yep.
Sure.
So their understanding of X-Men is largely based on what they saw in the movies, and in that original trilogy and the peripheral movies, Wolverine was the engine of that franchise, is the engine of that franchise.
That's true.
So
yep.
You have to, when you're making a team movie that doesn't start as separate individual movies, like we're not going to have a Cyclops movie and a Jean Grey movie and a Beast movie and all how they found their way to Xavier's Academy. No, it's going to start as a team movie, but as we learned in Guardians of the Galaxy, your team movie has to have a protagonist. A team movie still has to have single protagonist,
the main character.
And who is that going to be in the X-Men if it isn't Wolverine or Charles Xavier? Because I don't care what anyone says. No one likes Cyclops.
Cyclops is actually really interesting now, but the only way you get there is with all of his previous baggage. You couldn't just drop the Cyclops that they have now, who's a compelling character, in and just be like, here's this guy, because it's all based on the history of the comic books and the X-Men. So, but yeah, I think you're somewhat right there. Although, yeah, you get the right writer who has a particular vision with any character.
There's compelling arguments to say that Rogue was, and Rogue was a great character, almost.
Yeah. She was almost the main character.
And there's a lot that is compelling about that character. There's a lot that's compelling about Jean Grey. Beast, I think, is always best served as a secondary character.
Yeah, he should just be part of the team.
Yeah.
Well, Captain Marvel and Rogue have a long history.
God, yeah, they do.
That in. Do you guys, okay, so new characters. Do you guys think they're going to bring any major new characters into Endgame that, like, go through going forward? Not like the Black Order was in Infinity War, like, some side villains that they need to kill. But, like, just as an, and it's not going to be this, I don't think, but just as an example, an Adam Warlock, someone who is going to play a big part down the road that hasn't really been seen before or seen at all. The next villain, even.
I think you have to tease the next threat.
I think you do, too. Whether that's a Nihilus or Kang the Conqueror, but...
Well, if and when it happens, I would like to see a tease of Galactus, even if it isn't showing him. Maybe it'll just be like Silver Surfer just kind of observing.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of speaks, not directly to the camera, but just kind of speaks of like, I don't know, says something like, would this be a fitting meal or whatever?
Yeah.
And
Galactus hungers.
Yeah. And then it kind of pans around. And there's a dark shadow against all the stars that's blacking them all out.
Maybe I'm crazy for thinking this, but I think they would do that. I don't know if they will do it, but I think they would tease the Silver Surfer and Galactus in, like, Doctor Strange.
Maybe.
I could see that.
Here's what I wonder, or one thing that could be interesting for them to do is, you know, after credits, you see whatever climactic event occurs, because I have to imagine there is something that is similar to a reverse snap.
Yeah, there will be the payoff shot of all of the Avengers minus whoever is going to be permanently dead.
There will be a boom that brings people back. And I think that boom might be noticed far and wide. So I think there is the chance that you could do something like a little montage after the credits of showing several of these cosmic terrors hear the snap and take, you know, a glance over their shoulder towards Earth.
Yeah, I think you're probably onto something with a tease of the next villain in the post credits.
Sure, definitely.
Those are always good because they can kind of ignore it if they want to later on. But, you know, because like we saw Thanos was teased at the end of Avengers in 2012. You know, so he didn't show up for 6 years again. Well, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy, I suppose, but
yeah,
he didn't really show up in a real capacity until Infinity War. When it kind of, the way they teased that was like, oh, Thanos is coming soon.
Several years.
But, yeah, several years. And I think they did it right. You didn't just want to throw that character in. Like, here's their biggest villain to date. Now it's Ultron afterwards.
No, you want to let that cloud loom for a while before it. If you don't have time to worry about it, like, if you're... The great thing about the buildup of the Infinity Saga was seeing the cloud of Thanos looming on the horizon, and then having several movies take place in which it was never addressed. There were more pressing matters right here.
You start seeing Infinity
Stones. And they never appear and oh my god, you knew that was going to be of importance later. This, that, and the other thing. Finally, and at long last, you let the cloud arrive, and it's more terrible than you even thought it was going to be. It was great. It was just brilliant execution. And it doesn't seem like the type of thing, like, you can't really recreate that for Saga 2. It has to be a different tempo. It has to be a different cadence. It has to be a different story. So I think that rather than see a Saga story that is a long build-up toward one villain, I think it's going to be Earth now finds itself a constant battlefield of attention from threats local and foreign. You're going to have to see this, like, this next Saga's villain is going to have to step its game up a good bit. I don't think we're going to get away with any more vultures or fucking Whiplash or even the Mandarin.
Yeah, I'm curious what they'll do. Spider-Man will be a little peek behind the curtain, but whatever the early 2020 Marvel movie happens to be, that'll be announced shortly after Endgame, whether or not it's Doctor Strange 2 or what it would be. It was originally going to be Guardians, but that's not the case anymore. Then we'll really start to see what they're going to do going forward. I think they still got to do some street level. Like, Spider-Man can't fight. Well, I want Secret Wars or something. We thought they were going to probably do Secret Invasion, but that seems to be completely out the window, at least for the time being.
Depending on how the timeline holds up.
Yeah, true. Well, I'll just say my only other theory, I really don't know. I think we all kind of have a loose idea of what the first half of this movie is going to be. But then I think the second half is when trying to predict it just goes off the rails. But I think Captain Marvel is somewhat taken out of the fold early in the movie and then returns late for whatever reason.
She's a very, she's a powerful piece, so.
I don't know, but maybe that's the whole point is, even if they do kill Thanos early, which I do think they will, that it doesn't really solve anything. It doesn't fix their problem. Kind of that whole Joker mentality of, like, you can have all the strength in the world, you can't really do anything.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, we'll see in, just about 2 weeks here. Should I read some Facebook
comments? Please do.
From our wonderful fans.
Go for it. Go.
So we asked people what some of their theories are. My brother, clips of the trailer show Ant-Man jumping off a pencil and Hawkeye running from explosions. He thinks that's when Thanos attacks and destroys Avengers HQ. The shot of the three of them approaching Thanos is him sitting in the wreckage, and he thinks that's early in the movie. So that's kind of, I'm thinking something similar there. He also says the only theory is that I'll be wrong. That's definitely true.
That's practically not a theory. It's almost scientific law.
Dane, will Hulk get his revenge? Do we think Bruce Banner is Bruce Banner in any of these trailer shots once we get to the movie? Or is that Professor Hulk? Or do we think that's a little bit later in the movie?
I think
it's him the whole time.
I think Professor Hulk is a little bit later in the film.
I think that makes more sense. A big Avenger. Carrie says at least one big Avenger death. She's thinking Cap as well. Lots of quantum realm and time traveling. Andrew wants us to talk about the Ant-Man and Thanos' butt theory, which I'm sure you guys have heard.
I have.
Aaron, would you like to explain it to the people at home if they haven't heard?
If you haven't heard by now, first of all, how dare you? Second of all, the theory is the way the Avengers defeat Thanos is by having Ant-Man shrink down, crawl up Thanos' butt, and grow again.
Enlarge.
I didn't want to use the word enlarge, but there it is.
So
he would grow to either normal size or perhaps even gargantuan size to just explode. Explode out of
Here's
Thanos.
The thing. We don't know that Thanos has a butthole.
True, we don't.
This is true. There is not an establishing shot, and hopefully there will never
be. We don't know how Titans dispose of waste. We may not even know if they eat. I think they do. I think I don't think we've ever seen him eat, but we don't know. So there's...
Well, here's the one thing I know about Thanos is that even as a Titan, he looks differently than the rest of his race. Because he's got the deviant gene, I believe it's called. That's what gives him the purple skin and really
his brother Star Fox, who has the magic ability to roofie people with his brain.
That's been retconned a little bit, but
looks like a person.
Yeah.
Right. Point being, maybe the deviant gene removed the butthole.
There are many questions left unanswered. My biggest
Well, and you gotta be a little concerned. Iron Man used his full suit to karate kick Thanos, like roundhouse kick him in the face, and it barely left a scratch on him. So Ant-Man could just get stuck up there.
This is true.
There's just a Ant-Man-shaped lump in the middle of Thanos who continues to laugh. This isn't half the fight most of our food puts up. And Ant-Man's like, oh god, there's very little air. my big question is why Ant-Man didn't use one of his big frisbees to just grow the Infinity Gauntlet to the point where Thanos wasn't wearing it anymore.
Well, maybe he will do that. He wasn't in Infinity War.
No.
Well, that's right. Just what you do. Also, though, they've shown that Doctor Strange can cut hands off with his portals. He's done it. Mm-hmm. That's a frustrating point.
Yeah.
But I...
Yeah.
I think there's a ton of easy plot explanations around that.
Well, and that's, the one that, like, a lot of people were like, well, why wouldn't Thanos just make twice of everything? Like, because he's a crazy person. He's convinced himself that what he's doing is the only avenue to go, and nothing will stop him. Yeah. He's killing people, but, like, scores of people. He throws his own daughter off a cliff. He's not thinking rationally or logically about it. Well, he's thinking logically, just not very narrow-mindedly.
Well, but that's pie in the sky thinking of it in its own right. Saying let there be twice as much of any of everything is saying let there be twice as much sheep to make wool and to make meat, and they got to eat something. So sure, there's twice as much grass, but does that mean there's twice as much oxygen? And then is
the planet twice as big? Is gravity twice as
strong? Yeah, is the atmosphere going to be volatile with its new, or even breathable with its new chemical makeup?
Right. Is the universe twice as large, making heat death sooner because the acceleration quickens?
You see, Sotskers, this is the type of in-depth reporting you get when you listen to Sots Watch. And if Fox News can call what they do reporting,
we'll call it reporting.
We are reporters as well.
We'll be reading Ben Tibble's tax returns live on the air.
I'm real glad that I am in charge of the editing process.
That's all my really... I don't know. I have trouble figuring out where this movie's going to go after about the first bit, and I'm probably wrong on that anyway. So you guys have anything else that's for sure isn't going to happen, but you want to say it anyway?
Moon Knight saves the day.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Tuxedo Mask.
He investigates a crime so efficiently that Thanos gives up.
Oh, man. I'm still holding on to my Guyver theory, but... Oh, God, nothing would make me happier.
You have a real confused audience, except for Ben cheering and jumping.
Interview later with the director, and it's like, so why the Guyver tie-in of all things? It really threw your audiences and the critics off. It's like, well, there's a young man named Ben Tibbles.
It was his only wish. He's still alive. He's fine, but...
But I really like our fans. Right in. Maybe I'll choose your ridiculous request next. Avengers 5, The My Little Pony Crisis.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's money in it. Any more thoughts?
Aaron, any final theories?
You know, there was one thing I completely forgot to bring up, and IGN was the source of this major spoiler.
Okay.
So, spoiler warning, everybody. Ronan is confirmed to be in...
What?
Ronan.
The first time I'm hearing anything about this.
R-O-N-I-N. It's crazy. So thank you, IGN, for your expert reporting, as always. Couldn't do it without
you. Do you think Marvel confirmed that? Do you think they confirmed that because they never say the word Ronan in the movie anyway?
Probably.
Like, they don't... Most people's names... They say Iron Man, they say Captain America.
Yeah.
That's about it. Hawkeye is said as a joke, like, once by his wife.
Right.
Someone might have referred to Black Widow as...
I don't know. In Thor, they say the hawk is up in his nest.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
But they and, really like, say sure. Hawkeye. Somebody calls... Widow. They're like, oh, the famous Black Widow. Like, it was somebody that's interrogating her. Star-Lord self-glossed, so that doesn't count.
Something like that, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
The people who... They mostly just go by their name.
Sure. Yeah, IGN confirmed this when there was a... I think it was either a patent or whatever. A action figure for Ronan with the Endgame logo on it. Holy shit, guys, Ronan's in this. It was like, wow. OMG.
Is that one of the first? Is that the famous Hawkeye character they've been talking about? You know what? Also, when I just said they almost never say their names, then I looked at the second half of the MCU, and it's Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Black Panther, The Wasp.
Yeah.
They, it turns out, actually, later on, they all go by their...
they all go by their super personas. Yeah. Super sonas.
Well, Doctor Strange is kind of...
I'm Doctor Strange. I thought that was his name. Oh, I didn't know we were going by our...
made-up names.
I'm Spider-Man.
Yep.
I guess, yeah, you're right, though, Aaron. Doctor Strange was his... That's just his name.
Yep. One of the few exceptions.
So, yeah, never mind. They all go by their name. Except Hawkeye doesn't really. Captain Marvel didn't until they made that stupid crack at the end because they realized that no one knew who Marvel was.
Marvel, that was that lady's name.
Yeah, that was such a weird...
So important.
Got a lot of problems with that movie.
We know.
It wasn't a terrible movie, just a lazy movie.
It was okay.
Well, any more theories before we...
I predict it will have an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes and will finish at $2.2 billion.
All right. Aaron. Any predictions?
Okay. I predict there's a movie that I has or has not seen later.
There
this
is.
Episode.
Oh, man. We're doing good on these predictions because I predict that Avengers Endgame will be viewed as a success and will make more than $5 American.
That's crazy.
Bold prediction.
It's already a top 10 movie right now and it hasn't come out yet. Yeah. It comes out in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Aaron, have you seen?
Woo!
Prometheus?
Well, I guess this is the second time in history where I have seen Prometheus.
Okay. All right. So Aaron has seen Prometheus, but that doesn't mean that Aaron perfectly remembers Prometheus. Aaron.
That much I definitely do not.
would you grace us with a synopsis of Prometheus?
I will do my best. I know this was loosely supposed to be kind of a prequel or like a prologue to the entire Aliens series saga, that whole deal. But yeah, research team lands on a planet and they're doing their research, being a research team. And they come across big... architecture, what have you, which ends up being a ship, but that's much later on that they discover that. Kind of has all the alien eggs type of things. Sure. I don't think they were face huggers that hatched out of those.
All right.
I could be wrong. But they do come across one of the... I think it was in like a cryo chamber or whatever. One of the aliens that inhabited such a ship. Very humanoid-looking alien, but colossal. And they come to realize that the person who even set this research team up, this mission up, was effectively just looking for a means to be immortal.
Mm.
He happened to know something about these aliens have an immortality gene, or I can't remember, that much I'm a little hazy on, but he's in the quest for immortality, and giant alien dude is furious, and I think he kills him outright as soon as he learns that. But yeah, it's effectively just surviving on this alien planet with the main protagonist gets impregnated by one of the aliens.
I think
she has a baby with one of the other, or she gets impregnated by one of the other people on board, her love interest. But some way, shape, or form, it ends up being an alien baby. I don't remember how.
Okay.
It's weird. Yeah, she gets on a gurney and gets on a gurney. She ends up going to. I'm just doing scene by scene, not even synopsis. She cuts her stomach open with a laser.
Jesus!
And pulls alien baby out.
Yep.
Have you not?
I has not. I has not seen.
Oh God. Well, spoilers. Sorry. It's okay. Not visual spectacle, sure, but not a particularly great movie.
Well, you sold it so well, but I do feel like I have a great handle on what's going on with Prometheus, especially a better handle than the poster would ever give me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. If you're very familiar with the movie Alien, you will recognize it, sort of. Hellboy, as of today, April 10th, and this probably won't change by today, April 19th.
Mm.
Oh, this will be out on my brother's birthday. Happy birthday.
Woo! Thanks for listening.
Hellboy is at a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no.
Yikes. That's too bad.
Yeah. That sucks.
I love David Harbour. Harbor?
Mm-hmm. Harbor? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Davey Harbs, we call him on the show.
Davey Harbs, we calls him.
Davey Harbs.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he hates it, but we do it.
That's all we got.
That is, ladies and gentlemen, that's Sot's Watch. Sot's thoughts on Sot's Watch. We talked about in Infinity War, Endgame, Marvel's Avengers Endgame. Tell us what you think. Do you agree? What did we miss? What didn't we talk about? What do you think we did wrong? There's probably tons of it. You can tell us that on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. We are SotsWatch, SotsWatch. You can find us on Spotify, wherever you listen to radio podcasts. Not radio podcasts, just podcasts.
Internet podcasts on the internet.
Internet podcasts on the internet in the future. I'm drunk.
What? No way. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ben.
I'm Doug.
Keep watching, Sots.